You're listening to the audio program entitled Your Brave Heart, presented by Ellie Drake. This segment is entitled Connecting versus Listening.
There are three different types of prospectors in this business. The first type of prospector is who I call a backdoor prospector. This type of prospector is a type who wants to try prospecting, but at the sign of the first objection or the feeling of the necessity to grow, they turn around, peek at the door that's left halfway open behind them, and then bail on themselves as soon as they'll feel like they have to come out of their comfort zone. Understanding the different personalities your prospects have can also help you connect better with them. One of the ways to allow others to connect with you is to have a type of energy that welcomes others to get close to you. For instance, have you ever noticed that some people step away when you stand in front of them, or they look away when you look into their eyes? That happens because that person is subconsciously resistant towards allowing others to connect with them energetically. To make communication work, we have to make sure that the people we're talking with understand what we're saying as well as we do. Hi everyone, this is Ellie Drake. Congratulations on taking another step to enhance yourself, your life, and therefore your business. I believe that the information that you're going to hear on this CD will absolutely change you for the better, and it'll have a great positive impact on your life immediately. I also believe that the most important skill that should be developed in a person in this business is the skill of connecting with people. By people, I'm talking about both prospects and the members of your team. I have learned more of this skill myself through trial and error in the years that I was involved in network marketing. And here I'm going to share with you the way of prospecting that worked great for me when I was building my business. Through the years I was involved in this industry, my husband and I personally sponsored a huge number of people. As a matter of fact, we always won all the sponsoring and recruiting contests that our company would have. And we did that because we started to master ways of connecting to people. So I'm really excited about having the opportunity to share this information with you. If you're serious about building a huge business that will pay you residual income for years to come, then make sure you learn what you'll hear on this CD and most of all apply it not only to your business but to your life in general. Your relationship with your spouse, your children, and coworkers will also improve because your ability to connect with them will also be enhanced. So let's get started. What is the most important ingredient that will ensure you becoming a great connector? It's simply the skill of listening. I say skill because although anyone can become a great listener if they allow themselves, however, the majority of people are not, mostly because they have never received training on it. Therefore, with an open mind, a desire to learn, and a dedication to apply, you'll be a great connector and therefore reap the benefits of it as well. Especially when it comes to prospecting and team building in network marketing. There are three different types of prospectors in this business. The first type of prospector is who I call a backdoor prospector. This type of prospector is a type who wants to try prospecting, but at the sign of the first objection or the feeling of the necessity to grow, they turn around, peek at the door that's left halfway open behind them, and then bail on themselves as soon as they'll feel like they have to come out of their comfort zone. The second group of prospectors are the ones who I call the five-figure prospectors. They're the types of people who are good prospectors. They listen and they'll sell products or they'll sell their company. And although they make good income, but usually they're five-figure income earners. Furthermore, this group is actually divided into two subgroups. The first subgroup just wants to ask questions so that they can force their company or product onto the prospect. There are those who can't wait to reply to the other person and just sign them up. There are also those whom you could say lack some compassion when it comes to prospecting. Then there is the other subgroup that also falls in this five-figure category. There are those who have so much sympathy for the prospect, they agree with everything the prospect says and waste hours trying to be the prospect's best friend so that they can end up telling them about their product or their company and then sign them up. The third group of prospectors, however, are the ones who I call the multiple six and seven figure income earners because they have learned to be one step above just being a great listener. They're great connectors. They're the type of prospectors who know how to connect and therefore sell a solution, not just a company or a product. They're the type of listeners who understand the feelings of their prospect and then based on that feeling offer them a solution. They listen with empathy. They understand the prospect's needs. Therefore, these prospectors offer the solution to the problem that they have just discovered. When they do that, they have connected with their prospect. So what is the difference between prospecting via only listening versus prospecting via connecting? You know, when you call a prospect, imagine yourself as the doctor. They're the patient. So what most prospecting doctors do is that they recommend and prescribe before they actually diagnose. This is selling a company or a product to your prospect, and it's usually selling according to your own needs. However, if you do the diagnosis first, then you can prescribe a solution, or in this business, sell them a solution, and you can only do that if you're willing to learn how to connect with them, and the solution that you're prescribing to them is a solution based on their needs. So let's elaborate on this a little bit. What is connecting, and how can we learn to be a better connector? Connecting, again, is many steps above just listening. Often, you can listen to someone and not connect with them. But here, my goal is to assist you in understanding what it is to listen to someone and also to connect with them. Again, we have to go back to the understanding of our own thought process. You know, we have two sides to our brain, the left and the right. The left side is the side that's used the most by people. This is a side that comes up with answers according to logic. The right side, however, is a site that comes up with solutions according to intuition. In this business, you can be a good prospector if you listen with your left analytical brain and sell others answers according to your needs. However, you'll be a great prospector if you train yourself to listen with your right brain and sell others solutions according to their needs. Generally speaking, you connect with someone when you listen to them with the right side of your brain and with your intuition and creativity. You listen to someone with the left side of your brain and your thinking and your logic. So if we could train ourselves to listen with our intuition and our feelings, then we could make the person talking feel that we have given them our attention free of judgment and free of analyzing. When we listen to someone with our intuition, they automatically feel that safe energy and therefore a feeling of trust gets developed within them. That's when they actually feel like you have understood them. People in general want to be understood. In this business, our ultimate goal is to make people understand what we can offer them. But if we skip the first step, and that is to let them know that we first understand them, then we can't really expect them to understand us and what we offer. Some of you think that in order to be a great recruiter in this business, you have to have an extroverted, go-getter type of personality. Although this type of approach works for some prospects, but I can assure you, that it only works for some and not the majority. Let me give you an example. I had only been involved in network marketing for a couple years. At that time, I was under that same impression myself. So our company at that time happened to have a promotion. The regular investment was $1,000, and I had a whole list of people who had said that they couldn't afford the $1,000, although they wanted to join the company. So when the special promotion rolled out, the investment went from $1,000 to $500, and it was going to be that way for a limited time only. So I got very excited and got out my list of those who I thought would now definitely join because of the 50% cut in the investment, and so I started calling them. I was really excited. I was talking really fast, telling them all about the company and the fact that it was so much less to get involved now, and I kept saying things like, this company is stable with a ground floor opportunity, the products are awesome and life-changing, so are you in or are you out? Then a while later, I noticed that I had gone through the list and none of the people who had told me that they would join if the investment wasn't that much had joined. I was appalled. I couldn't understand why. Although the are you in or are you out type of approach does work for some people, the majority of prospects, especially if they don't know you, don't find any value in it. Because most people won't join your business based on your ability to present or your go-getter approach. What I realized later on was that the first time I had called them, I had sold them on my company and products. I had not diagnosed their need and their reason, to want to get involved in the business. Therefore, I didn't have a solution for their need. I had only tried to sell them on my company according to my needs. So what had happened is that they had given me an excuse about the investment being too high. The second time that I had called them, they still didn't join because, again, I didn't know and I had not discovered and distinguished their need to join, and they still had no reason to join. Needless to say, I had not connected with them either time. But some of them would have joined if I had presented my opportunity to them in a way that they would have felt was the solution to their need, in which case I would have connected with them and they would have seen value in what I was offering them. That feeling of connecting is a trust-like, warm type of energy that is much more attractive to your prospect. You know, in today's network marketing world, there are so many great companies and so many thousands of great products that the competition is way too much if you're counting for your particular product or company to be the only reason why your prospect should join your business. The fact is that effective and productive prospecting today happens when two people interact in a way that they connect together. When you approach prospecting this way, then your prospect will feel your distinguished style as well, which will separate you from the hundreds of others who might be your competition. Also keep in mind that you will not be able to connect with everyone, but when you consciously develop this skill, then you can connect with many more people. With that said, you cannot afford not to develop your natural connecting skill. So let me describe what I feel connecting with your prospect is in a nutshell. Connecting happens when you listen with your intuition and your feeling. You realize how your prospect is feeling and then use your thinking to repeat to them a reflection of what they said in your own words according to how they felt when they said it. I feel that that's so important that I like to repeat it for you. Connecting happens when you listen with your intuition and your feeling. You realize how your prospect is feeling and then use your thinking to repeat to them a reflection of what they said in your own words according to how they felt when they said it. Okay, let's go over some scenarios. In another CD, I've gone over some great general prospecting scripts and also some great ways of handling objections. This CD is about not only using those, but also about developing a skill that could get you on your way to a 6- and 7-figure income. Let's say you call someone and they say something like, you know, I have received 50 other emails in the past 24 hours with others telling me how their company is the best, and just today alone, I've had 3 people who have called me. Now, what most people would do is that they would automatically go into panic mode, because if 3 other people have called this prospect, then they would have to make sure that this prospect knows that their company is the best and that their products are the greatest. So what they say is something like, well, our company has a ground floor opportunity, our company is stable, our products are great, and on and on and on. Let me assure you that as soon as you do that, you lost that prospect. See, what happened here was that you listened to what they said, and then the left side of your brain analyzed the situation, and therefore you came up with a logical answer that was set to fix their problem or give them a great solution. Where instead, if you want to connect with them, then you should listen to what they said with the right side of your brain based on your intuition, and then you must see how they feel and rephrase it in a way that reflects their emotion. So in this case, you would say something like, I can sense that this is overwhelming to you. When you say that, they will naturally know that you heard what they said by understanding them and accepting them. Then they will be able to open up to you and say whatever it is, and in most cases by saying it, they will handle their own objection. Now they're ready for the next step. Then you can say something like, what would you like this business to do for you? Let's say they say something like, I want to make money. Then you can say, it seems like making money is important to you. Then they'll go on and tell you something like, yeah, because I'm sick and tired of living paycheck to paycheck. Then you can say, if I can show you a way where you can make additional income so you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck, would that be something that would make you happy? Therefore, you have offered them a solution after diagnosing their problem. Let's use another example. Let's say that while talking to your prospect, you ask them one of the most important questions that they should be asked. And that is, what would you like this business to do for you? Then they'll go on and talk about the fact that they have no time with their kids because they always have to work. What most people say in a situation like that is that, and you know, the great thing about our business or our company is that when you start making some residual income, you can cut back on your hours and travel with your kids because you know this is residual income. So what you just did is that you listened to them with your analytical brain and offered them an answer based on logic. Instead of that approach, try this. When they said the remarks about not having enough time with their kids or their family, if you were listening to them with your intuition, you could see and feel that they had heavy emotions attached to their family and the lack of time that they were spending with them. So then respond to them by reflecting their feelings in your own rephrased statement. Therefore, say something like, I can see that you value your family a lot, and it bothers you that you're not spending enough time with them. When you do that, you have connected with them, which is above just listening to them. And they realize that you not only listened to them, but you felt what they said. In that, they will find great value and therefore connect with you too. What you've done here is that you have diagnosed their problem. Now you can prescribe based on that and offer them a solution which encompasses your company and your products. This solution is geared towards the cause of their problem, which you now have realized and have connected with. The most important thing here is that they realize that you understood them, and therefore now when you say something like, if I can show you a way where you can spend more time with your family, will that make you excited? Then they're ready to move on. This is the solution to their emotion about not having enough time with their family. It's according to their need, not your need. Let's say you call someone and of course you go over the simple prospecting script with them. Then you ask them something like, what is the number one reason why you'd like to get started in this business? Or what is the number one reason why you would like your own home-based business? Then they might say something like, because I want to quit my job. So instead of saying something like, and you know, this business can definitely help you get there. So many people have quit their jobs and now they are their own boss. Instead of that, say something like, I can sense that you don't like your job. You're now closer to the diagnosis. You're about to understand the need. Then they'll say something like, yeah, I hate it. I hate my boss. And now you can sense that they have resentment towards their boss. So then you can say, it must be frustrating working for someone else. Then they'll say something like, oh yeah, it sucks. And I'm sick and tired of making him rich and getting by myself. Then you can say, if I can show you a way where you can be your own boss and be in control of your own destiny, would that be something that would get you excited? This way of connecting is not fixing, it's not judging, and it's not analyzing. It is listening in a way that feels like you understand their feelings. And then you rephrase that feeling in a way that they know that you understood them without it being attached to your need. It actually can become a natural, effortless skill that you could automatically use, and it will bring you amazing results. Please understand that connecting doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything your prospect says or that you have to sit back and let them talk for 3 hours about their whole life. You can connect with them even if you don't agree with them. I encourage you to start using this with your family. You'll be amazed at the results. Also, people in terms of how they act are similar universally and generally have similar characteristics, but they also have some different characteristics. Now, in order to better understand your prospects, I'll go over some different behavior types in humans because understanding the different personalities your prospects have can also help you connect better with them. The DISC chart is the most common way of distinguishing some different personality types. With an understanding of DISC, you can gain a deeper understanding of the style of your team members and also resolve or prevent conflict. When you understand DISC, you can also communicate in ways that will increase your closing ratios. But one of the most important reasons why you should learn about DISC is that you'll understand your own style and therefore you can learn to work with your strengths and in some cases, strengthen your weaknesses. Also realize that most people can be a mixture of two or more of the four personality types. You can have an underlying foundation of one of the four types with tendencies of another one in your particular personality type. So the DISC personality chart is divided into four groups. which are D, I, S, and C. People with the D personality type are forceful, direct, and results-oriented. The D is for drive. They love a good challenge and will usually get the job done. If they put their energy in the right place, they can accomplish more than others might expect in a shorter amount of time. They are multitaskers and often could be considered impatient. They like to take control of everything and would prefer finishing the job themselves. They often come across to those in other personality types as intimidating and controlling. Now, people with the I personality type are influencing, optimistic, and fun. They usually pay attention to the way things look and usually are more fun-oriented than task-oriented. They enjoy talking a lot and usually get noticed by the way they dress. They have a sense of humor, and laughing at their jokes will encourage them to keep on going. People with the S personality type are steady, patient, and relaxed. They are consistent and like to avoid conflict. They're a solid person who loves peace and quiet. They blend in any situation and are very easygoing. They're often very sensitive and don't like getting in arguments, especially with authority. They seem like they lack enthusiasm, although they too have a great sense of humor and like to laugh at jokes as well. They're conservative and dependable. They have a keen perspective on life and a thoughtful way about them. They like it when people get along. People with the C personality type are compliant, precise, accurate, and detail-oriented. They have a tendency to be more analytical. They're dedicated to things being done perfectly and correctly. They might seem a bit reserved and quiet in group gatherings. They always look very intellectual, and they are deep people who value integrity, wisdom, and spirituality. Their ways of thinking are often philosophical and analytical. They rather get into a deep conversation with one person rather than talk with a group of people. They're very smart and often add great value to the team. Now, here are a few recommendations for each personality type that will help enhance your productivity in this business. For the D personality type, try being more patient. When talking to a prospect who, for instance, is an expressive or an I, the D personality type often gets bored and blows them right out of the water. For the I personality type, you have a tendency to waste time, and when prospecting, you talk more than your prospect, so practice your listening. For the S personality type, you should consciously be more enthusiastic, and when you find a situation to give your opinion, go for it. Your opinion is often great, but it's reserved. For the C personality type, you must avoid procrastination. You analyze yourself too much when you procrastinate, which often turns into being depressed. Also, another key factor for you is practicing to be more creative. In network marketing, though, you must have a balance between all four types in your team if you want a stable, well-balanced organization. Each one of the personality types has a great value to add to the team. Really, even without one type, the team would be crippled in some way. You must have driven, challenge-oriented people. They bring home the prize. You also must have talkative people. Without them, your conventions would be too boring. You must also have peaceful, nurturing people. Without them, your team would be too chaotic. And you must have analytical, detail-oriented individuals, because without their value and philosophy, life would be too confusing. Here is another analogy that focuses on the weaknesses, and it's really just a fun analogy to use. If you only had people of D personality or dominance in your team, then they would lead but might be intimidating and impatient to where no one would follow. If you had only I personality or expressives in your team, then they could have lots of fun but accomplish little. If you only had S or solids in your team, you could have a peaceful organization but not much enthusiasm for getting the job done. If you only had the C personality or the analytical in your team, they would be organized and could solve any problem, but they might still be making modifications to the original network marketing compensation plan. A few years ago, when I had first learned about the different personality types, I remember being out with my husband, and we were going over what we had just learned. We each were enjoying a candy that I believe was called Werther's Original. It's the candy that's like really creamy and tastes really good. Then we started having fun imitating what an individual from each group would do if they had the candy in their mouth. The D personality type would put the candy in their mouth and immediately crunch it with their teeth. When you asked them how it tasted, they would say something like, how did what taste? The I personality would have the candy in their mouth and would enjoy it so much and keep talking about it and keep talking about how good it tastes. They might even bring it out of their mouth just to give it a kiss and put it back in. They might end up talking so much about the candy that the candy could fall out of their mouth. The S personality type would want to be so nice to the candy and would want to make sure that its feelings won't get hurt, and they would take their time so much and would end up being the one who still has the candy in their mouth an hour later. The C personality type would enjoy the taste but try to figure out what the ingredients are. They would analyze a different taste so much that they would miss out on how the candy tasted. So how can we use what we just learned to be better connectors with our team and our prospects? Let's say that you call someone, and these are a few things that you would hear a person would say. Also pay close attention to the tone of my voice, because they usually sound this way. What is the bottom line? I don't want to get on a call, just tell me what it's all about. I want to know how long you've been in the business and how much money are you making. When you hear something close to what I just said, then you can probably assume that they're a dominant person with a D personality. The thing that you must realize is that although they might sound intimidating and controlling, but realize that they usually have a big heart, and generally speaking, they sound this way to protect their soft, sensitive side. Here is a response that works great with them. If I tell you the bottom line and it becomes 100% satisfactory to you, are you ready to make a decision right now? Also, here are a few sentences that work great with them. Bottom line is that you can make a lot of money. You can control your own destiny with this opportunity. To connect with them, realize that they will appreciate it if you give them blunt and direct answers, and sometimes let them control the conversation. You don't have to be submissive to them, though. You can stand up for your opinion and they will actually respect it. The thing you want to avoid with them is allowing them to intimidate or upset you. Therefore, be cool and calm and make sure you listen to them and respond to them by mentioning bottom line is making a lot of money and being in control. With the I personality or the expressive, make sure you mention that this business is fun as well. If they don't see fun in it, they will not see value in it. Let them know that in addition to the fact that they'll make a great amount of income, they also will be working with a team that is fun and likes to experience life. That the point of this business is not only to make great money, but also to have time to travel and enjoy life. With the S personality type, make sure that you tell them that with this business, they can help others who need help. Say that this is a people helping people business. That unlike every other industry, in this business, your team wants and will help you succeed. Let them know that you value teamwork, getting along, and helping others. With the C personality type, don't be intimidated when you hear them ask you a lot of questions. They are just putting together a pros and a cons list, and since the pros are much bigger than the cons in this industry, then feel free to answer their questions. When you answer one question, then you can say, "Are there any other questions that I can answer for you?" For them, make sure you mention the integrity of the team. Also, let them know how efficient your training system is. Integrity and efficiency are the two major positive points for the C personality. After you talk to your prospects, I recommend that you have a checklist of a few simple questions that you could go over to program yourself to be a better connector. These are the questions that I recommend. Who did more talking? Who did more listening? What did I learn about the other person? What was the diagnosis or what was their need? What is their potential personality type? And what will I do different in my next conversation with another prospect? Also keep in mind that one of the best ways of developing your connecting skills is to be a person that others can connect with. One of the ways to allow others to connect with you is to have a type of energy that welcomes others to get close to you. For instance, have you ever noticed that some people step away when you stand in front of them, or they look away when you look into their eyes? That happens because that person is subconsciously resistant towards allowing others to connect with them energetically. Here are two simple yet powerful exercises that will dramatically improve your ability to allow others to connect to you. I recommend that you practice these techniques at your next weekly in-person meeting or training. Although you're practicing for the ability to be able to connect with others in person, but this will also help you with your ability to connect to your prospects on the phone. Here's the first one. Simply stand in front of 5 or 6 people. Stand about 3 feet away from them. They also need to be standing right in front of you where you can easily have eye contact with each of them. Then instruct them to applaud for you with a lot of enthusiasm. This should go on for about 60 seconds. During this exercise, you must stand with your hands on your side and simply look into their eyes one at a time. The whole point of this exercise is that you must fully allow their acknowledgement in. Don't bow or say something like, thank you very much. If you do or say anything but standing there and having eye contact with them, then you are not accomplishing the point of this exercise. Some of you will notice that this is an uncomfortable thing for you to do. The 2 minutes will seem really long. You may have a tendency to grind your teeth, to stop breathing, or to tighten up your muscles during these 2 minutes. These are all signs indicating that you're not comfortable with that energy coming towards you. So repeat this exercise and focus on being at ease and accepting this energy. When you get to a point where this doesn't even faze you or you actually enjoy it, then you know that you have released some or all of the resistant type of energy that you give off that may block the connection between you and others. Here's another exercise. This could be done in groups of 2. Sit on a chair in front of someone. It's better if the person is actually someone that you don't feel very connected to. Then the 2 of you must stare into one another's eyes. During this exercise, the focus should be on looking beyond the eyes and into someone else's being, or some might say their soul. At first, you might have tendencies like wanting to look away, or your eyes burning, or feeling that you're going to laugh, but recognize that those feelings are indications of the possible resistance between you and another person. When you practice this a few times, you actually naturally learn to connect to someone without judging or analyzing. So the 2 exercises that we just talked about are recommended to get you to become easier to connect with and therefore allow others to connect with you. And when you become easier to connect with, then you'll naturally find it easier to connect to other people. And when you get to a point that you can easily connect to your prospects, they'll feel that energy and feel at ease and find great value in your opportunity. Actually, the thing that they found the most value in is that subconsciously they felt understood and felt connected to you and therefore wanted to be in business with you. I can guarantee you that it was you that they wanted to be in business with more than the product that they would be receiving. If you understand that, then your closing ratios will be bigger than they have ever been and it will only happen as a natural outcome. In fact, in my opinion, you can start practicing connecting immediately with your children and your spouse. This will help you realize the positive effects that will have with them and then will inspire you to develop your connecting skills with your prospects as well. Make it a point to communicate, for instance, with your children in a way that they would open up to you. If your child comes home from school and doesn't want to do his or her homework and is sad because they want to go to a movie during the week instead of saying things like your mother and I are paying for school and the least that you can do is get a good education, or why don't you want to study? Don't you know that getting a good education is more important than going to a movie? Instead of those which would actually bring up their guard and make a bigger block between them and you, try saying something like, it must be frustrating having to choose between going to the movies and studying for your test. You say that because you intuitively felt that they were upset, and by you understanding them, they will actually open up to you. If you've never talked to your children this way, realize that it may take a bit of time until they actually realize that you're not trying to trick them and that you're actually sincere and you've connected with them. Also, pay attention to your family's personality type. If you're a D personality and you're a go-getter and you want to make a lot of money in this business, but your spouse doesn't support you as much as you want him to, realize that making money might not be the most important thing to them. They might be an I personality and enjoy having fun more than you do. So for instance, the next time you have a convention and you want them to go with you, you could say something like, let's go to the convention together. Everyone in the team will be there and boy, do they like to have fun. Please realize that this is not manipulating, and of course, If your team doesn't like to have fun, then you shouldn't say it. But in most cases, this is learning about what others appreciate and need and communicating with them according to their need and therefore connecting with them. I also want to encourage you to realize that communicating on this level does take some practice and some time. If you feel that this type of communicating and connecting is too time-consuming, let me assure you that although it might seem like that to a person who might be listening to it for the first time, but when this becomes a natural part of your ability, then you'll end up saving so much time in the long run. Not only with your prospects, but also with your team members, your family, and your coworkers. Before we end this CD, let me leave you with something I recently read about communication that I found funny. It talked about the fact that to make communication work, we have to make sure that the people we're talking with understand what we're saying as well as we do. A construction worker approached a reception desk in a doctor's office. The receptionist asked him why he was there. "I have shingles," he said. She took down his name, medical insurance number, and told him to have a seat. 15 minutes later, a nurse came out and asked him what he had. "Shingles," he replied. She took down his height, weight, and a complete medical history and told him to wait in the examining room. A half hour later, another nurse came out and asked him why he was there. "I have shingles," he replied again. She took his blood pressure, a urine specimen, and asked him to take off his shirt and wait for the doctor. An hour later, the doctor came in and asked him why he was there. He said, "Shingles, I have shingles." The doctor said, "Where?" He said, "Outside in the truck. Where do you want me to put them?" So communication is not simply sending a message. It's creating shared meaning and understanding. Actually, it gets a lot easier when it becomes connecting. It has been really great to be able to share this information with you, learn it and apply it, and then watch the benefits in every area of your life. I wish you continued success.
You have reached the conclusion of this segment. Please proceed to the next disc for the continuation of this program.